Hello, and welcome to the DeFi Daily, a 10-minute or less DeFi and crypto update. I'm Amy, here with Pat, and today is Monday, November 9th, 2020.
Sorry for taking a week off. We took a little mental health break for about a week to watch election results roll in, have a bunch of wine, maybe some scotch, think about our lives and the world and everything. But we are back now and raring to go. Before we get into everything, I want to make a quick correction on our last show, which was like a week ago. You may not even remember it. We were talking about Iran starting to take cryptocurrency from miners and convert it. I was just horrifically handling the situation where I came into it as a fully grown adult, actually not knowing the name of the Iranian currency. And so I started, like, we're halfway into the podcast, and I swear to God, I had no idea what the name of it was. And I'm like, how could I possibly be a major currency? I don't know. And yet here we are. So I think I fumbled around. I might have called it the dollar at one point. Complete disaster. It is the Iranian rial. I apologize completely. I will never make that mistake again. It's burned in my brain.
All right. Well, let's start. Pat, how are the crypto markets doing? There's been a lot of movement.
Yeah. So Bitcoin today is at 15,385. What I want to talk about was sort of the super interesting part of this. On Tuesday evening, or let's say Tuesday at about noon, halfway through election day in the US here, Bitcoin was running 13,750, somewhere in that range, 700. Overnight, as it went from, so Tuesday started about 13,750, let's call it that. By Wednesday morning, which was looking more, so it was Tuesday night was when Arizona got called. By Wednesday morning, which was looking more and more like it was going to be a Biden victory, Arizona had been called by Fox and the AP. Georgia and Pennsylvania were both being projected to go to Biden. And eventually, after all the mail-ins were counted, Bitcoin just started going up. So I would say it hit 14 about Wednesday at noon, hit about 14,000, up 200. By Thursday at noon, it hit 15,000. And then this week, it has just been holding between 15,000 around there. Now, when the actual election was called itself, it stayed pretty constant. It wasn't until that evening, so Saturday afternoon, I guess you could say Saturday, maybe right when the election was kind of called, you saw a dip from 15,500 back down to 14,750, and then a gradual climb back up as things sort of settled. And then today, a dip, but really nothing substantial. So what you really saw was the Bitcoin starting out at 14,750, going up and up and up while it was looking like Biden was going to win. When it was called, it kind of went down and then went back up. I think the long and short of this is I have absolutely no idea why it behaved like this. I mean, I think it's really interesting. My high level theory is that all of the markets were reacting relatively similar, which is that the markets really want more stability. I think at this point, I'm not sure the markets themselves, and that's like markets with like big air quotes around it, have a super strong opinion about Republicans versus Democrats, because there is absolutely no chance that come January or whatever, there's going to be a huge stimulus bill passed in the US. And so I think that wasn't really an issue per se. The issue came more that you know, Trump has been a, match in the powder keg. There's been so much instability, instability with relations with China, instability with relations with Canada over, lumber tariffs. So I think that they were really responding to stability. So as things were getting more and more, as things were looking more and more stable, and like it was going to be I don't think they cared there was going to be a Trump presidency. I think they care there's going to be a more stable presidency. You saw that in the markets in general. And I think that translated over to crypto. I think people, I was expecting this sort of inverse. Like I was expecting when Trump was going to win, the price was going to be going down because maybe people who skew more libertarian like crypto more. And then as soon as Biden started to look like he was coming out, then it was going to spike way up. I don't know. It didn't really come exactly. Didn't really shake out exactly like I thought it would be. I thought there'd be a lot more correlation, but it was super interesting week to watch. Ethereum followed a very, very similar pattern. So it was really pretty correlated between the two.
All right. Well, very interesting. It's been fun to watch. So sticking with the election, Pat, I want you to talk about the betting markets.
Yeah. So I watched the betting markets like crazy through this because I mean, as a crypto buff, I wanted to see how they would do anyways. And B, I think it's a good indicator for what the election is going, how people feel about it. It should always be like betting markets are not perfect. They're often wrong. The betting markets went into Tuesday with the way they work is you buy a contract essentially. And then if your side of the contract wins, you get a dollar. And if it loses, you get zero. And so they were selling Biden contracts for 64 cents and Trump contracts for 34 cents. So it was essentially, let's call it close enough to a 66% chance that Trump was going to win that Biden was going to win coming into Tuesday because there's less gain there. Couple things. I spent a lot of my time watching the two big markets, which is Polymarket and Augur. There's a few other markets out there. I mean, obviously there's Betfair, and we'll talk about that a little bit. But I watched those two primarily. And first of all, I'll say this about this. Augur was relatively unusable. A big part of it is that they let anyone make markets. And so it got really scammy real quick, which is there was probably like 5,000 plus markets for the US election itself. And that's not necessarily a problem per se, but like you don't really know who's actually deciding. It's not at all clear who's deciding those markets. So it was very nerve-wracking trying to bet on Augur. To the extent that I actually never ended up putting any money on Augur because it was too complicated. It was too unclear who was settling it. It was too scammy in a lot of ways. I did end up putting money in Polymarket. It was interesting. It was pretty easy. You transfer USDC over to them and then it goes into the pool. You can sell it at any point. So you're buying a share of the pool. The price would then fluctuate. So over the course of the week, the cost for Biden winning, or I guess it should be Trump. No, went from 64. It then went up to about the day of, it was like 64, 65, 66. It then plummeted down to around 50, maybe even 30 cents when Trump won Florida. And then about when Biden won, got Arizona call for it stabilized around 50 cents. And then basically over the course of the next few days, it just gradually climbed towards back to about 90 cents. Now, a couple of really interesting things. There was not a ton of correlation between Betfair and the markets, except for when Trump won Florida. So when Trump won Florida, basically all the markets went to about 50-50 or even a little bit in Trump's favor. That was the same on Polymarket. Once that threshold crossed, and it was really obvious that I think that it was pretty obvious from the pundits' perspective that Biden was going to win. And I don't know like how obvious or not it was, but, you know, reading Nate Silver and different coverage like that, it really looked like Biden was going to win because of the way that the votes were breaking in Pennsylvania and Georgia. So at that point, Betfair essentially very quickly stabilized at 1,100 plus Trump, which is like, I mean, crazy. I mean, it was essentially it's 1 to 3%, something like that, that Trump would win. And Biden was down, was equally rewarded on the other side. It was like 98% that Biden was going to win per their voting, per their betting markets. Polymarket never got there. Polymarket got to, I think the highest I ever saw was 92, maybe 91 cents for Biden, which let's call it 91%. So I don't know what that is. I think it's super interesting. I think it is a sign that, again, people that sort of lean a little bit more libertarian or even conservative in this case, know more about crypto, know about Polymarket, and we're on their betting. So I think that was kind of one thing. I think that people were, as you know, very early on, there was a lot of conspiracy theories and things like that. I mean, still right now, there is a market open on Polymarket. Will Trump win the election? They had to close the first market because their conditions were met that they didn't. But they now say, will Trump be inaugurated? And it's still running like 12 cents. I mean, that Trump will be inaugurated, which is, to me, is pretty crazy. I mean, Betfair got rid of it altogether. They don't even literally have the bets anymore. So the markets were, I would say the crypto markets were more naive. They were, or maybe naive isn't the right word. They were more biased. They were more opinionated. So with more libertarians, conservatives, whatever it is, with more people that were on there, or maybe just not as many people betting, the market on Polymarket got up to about $10 million though. So that's a lot of money to be bet in there. And it was staying very favorable to Trump. So, you know, use that information as you will. I mean, I think that's going to be a huge issue. There's a absolute opportunity for information arbitrage here, because you are essentially using people's proclivities against them in these cases. People have strong opinions, and they were kind of trying to will something into existence, even though the market itself was, will the AP call this for Joe Biden or for Trump? I mean, it was very clear that it was going to get called for Biden. So, but it stayed off there. So, and you can still go bet on Georgia. I mean, Georgia essentially at this point is a lock, and yet the markets are still leaning, it's something like 12 cents, 13 cents. I mean, there's a great chance to go arbitrage that and make more money. I don't know. It was really interesting to me. It was not as sophisticated a betting market as I was expecting. It was not in line with other betting markets. I think that just has to do with not as many people knowing about it. So that's, yeah, that's good. That means that there'll be more, there'll certainly be DeFi yield farming kind of situations here where you can go and make money betting, arbitraging the odds from something like Betfair to Polymarket. So,
very interesting. Very, very interesting. All right. That'll do it for today. Thank you, as always, for listening to the DeFi Daily.
That was our election special. Thanks, everybody. Have a good one.